The Tao of Self-Confidence, Episode 481.
Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.
Well, hello, friend. Welcome to the Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap Chan, and today I have a phenomenal lady on the show today. She is a model, an actress, musician, and also a registered nurse, and I'm just really excited to have her on and share her story with us today on self-confidence. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Quiggle Ignacio. Quiggle, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more about yourself to our listeners.
Hi everyone, I'm feeling wonderful. Thank you for having me in this wonderful podcast. My name is Quiggle, that's Quiggle, and I'm a model, actress. I'm also a registered nurse. I was published in Vogue, KTLA 5, Telemundo 52, LA 18. I was in a reality show for WeTV, and I'm also about to launch a music video I did with a whole staff that's in Revolt TV, so watch out for that, guys. And I also have a film coming up.
Thanks for sharing that. And Quiggle, what's your cultural background?
So I was born and raised in the Philippines. I grew up in Manila, and that's the biggest city in the Philippines. I think every nationality or ethnicity share a lot of similar values and beliefs. However, upbringing and learning process could be very different. I started off with a rough childhood, being raised by my relatives on my dad's side. But when we moved in with our mom, it was the best days of our lives. I'm very blessed to be raised with such a beautiful, kind-hearted, and genuine person like my mom. From the rough past we had, she was able to make our issues to assets with her genuine love. And I believe that Philippines was a perfect place growing up. You know, we had the luxury of time and better resources because we had lesser bills over there. And we were able to focus more on loving and developing relationships. We grew up knowing my mom never spoiled us, so we grew up knowing how to do household chores. My mom would teach us how to save and make money. We would always go to church every Sunday, and as a family, we would wrap some gifts and food and go to depressed areas and share gifts and food with them and share the God's message to them. So there's a lot of great things that I experienced in the Philippines growing up. And I think, like I said, the upbringing is very important. We share similar values, but the upbringing contributes a lot for a person.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And what would be your favorite self-confidence quote?
My favorite self-confidence quote is just very simple, but it focused on the main important thing, and it's the be yourself line. No one can be a better version of yourself. And it's okay to enhance yourself, but never ever imitate other people, because you know you want to be original and God made you perfectly unique. So that's my favorite line.
Thanks for sharing that. And you know, it's such a simple yet powerful line, just because you know we're all different. We're all made differently, and like you mentioned, we can be ourselves. We don't need to, you know, be somebody else, right? We don't have to be a better version of somebody else. We can be a better version of ourselves, and we can, you know, see and model off from people, but in the end, we can put our spin into it. So thanks for sharing that. And Quiggle, what would be your definition of self-confidence?
My definition of self-confidence is accepting yourself for who you are. Like I said, God made you perfectly unique. You know, you have to embrace the uniqueness and special qualities in you. And no one can ever do that. No one can ever have that. And the moment that you realize that you have something special, it becomes your power. So self-confidence comes from really just accepting yourself, embracing yourself, and showing yourself to the world with love and confidence.
Thanks for that great definition. And Quiggle, what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
Before I discovered that, I didn't feel any purpose. I was lost and unsure of myself. That's why it's so hard to have the self-confidence or believing in yourself, because it's just not easy. But the moment that you realize that it's so important, that's the only time that you will feel capable of doing many things. I'm so blessed to have my mom around me all the time reminding me how beautiful I was and not listen to what other people will say about me. I have like a very exotic look. My eyes are big. They're bigger than my you know, the normal for my facial frame, and my cheekbones are high, I have a big smile, and my skin is slightly darker, more tan than the light skin considered in the Philippines. So I was an easy target for mockery and bullying at school. So that was my life prior to discovering self-confidence.
Thanks for sharing that. And, you know, coming from the Philippines as well, I know how it is to, you know, they have a standard of beauty as if you have nice pale white skin, it's like that's the standard of beauty. But yeah, you know, in the Philippines, you know, having white skin is like the standard of beauty. I mean, you know, if you're tanned or if you're a little darker, they don't consider it as beautiful.
I'm gonna be honest though, for years I used like a whitening soap and it worked for me, and then I got in US and I saw all these tanning salons and I'm like, no way, people want to be dark. I was like shocked. But then, you know, after staying here for 4 years, I get complimented with my skin because I'm tan. And they're like, your skin is so beautiful. And I'm like, really? It's beautiful. So I've learned more to accept myself and to be more confident that it's really how you believe in yourself. You know, other people will have different opinions, whether you like it or not. People will be for you, people will be against you. So it really boils down to how much do you believe in yourself? How much do you offer yourself? If you don't believe in yourself, then pretty much you can't offer anything, right?
Yeah, totally. And you know, I'm glad you're able to, you know, just be yourself and, you know, be who you are, regardless of who thinks you're beautiful or not. And, you know, I believe everyone's beautiful. So thanks for sharing that. And, you know, was there a moment in your life where you realized, you know, you are, you know, this powerful person, this confident person? What was that aha moment in your life?
The aha moment in my life is when I finally decided to not listen to any mockery or negative comments about me. You know, I've decided to be confident and be proud of myself and tell myself I'm beautiful and believe in myself. The aha moment really came from the good heart when I started doing good deeds to other people, like making them feel good about themselves, giving gifts to the less fortunate, praying, going to church. That's my aha moment. And for as long as I know that I'm a good person, I know what's in my heart, I know what I do, then I express and I share good to other people. That's my aha moment. That's all that matters to me.
Thanks for sharing that. And, you know, sometimes going, you know, doing a little bit for other people really does kind of increase your confidence, especially when, you know, it may seem little to you, but you know, on the other side, it means the whole world to them. And just, you know, doing that can make a huge difference in not only the other person, but in yourself as well. And because of that, what's your life been like now?
It's wonderful. You know, I have discovered that the negative things or the mockery that they had for me before were actually the tool for me to be successful in my modeling and acting. Like, my eyes are used a lot. They're very expressive, and they like that in photography and commercials. And my high cheekbones are always used in high fashion and films. So I think all of my experiences for that, and mostly I thank my mom for reminding me how beautiful I am and my value in this life.
Thanks for sharing that. And I love how you mentioned that, you know, what people used to bully you or make fun of you with is now what you use to be the model, you know, the successful model that you are today. And I think people forget that, you know, most models, when you hear their stories, they were always teased or made fun of because maybe they were a little too taller or there's a feature that is not typical. And there's nothing wrong with, you know, if you're a little bit different from everyone. That's actually a good thing, right? Because you kind of, you stand out, right? In a way that people can see a different you, the true self. So, you know, thanks for sharing that. And to the woman who's listening to your episode, she may be in her own journey of self-confidence. What would be that one tip you would give to her?
I know it's not easy to just wake up one day feeling confident and good about yourself, especially when your environment does not allow you or permit you to possess or express that. I had a mom remind me growing up that how beautiful I am and how I should be confident, but I lost her 4 years ago. The greatest gift God gave me was taken away from me. So falling on the ground again is really hard. And I wake up every morning telling myself that I love myself, that I'm beautiful, that I'm capable of doing great things, and that I can help a lot of people who needs me. That's what I do every day. And for the person that's listening to me and is struggling, you know, having that self-confidence, I challenge you to build yourself up every day and remind yourself how powerful you are. You know, God is God is a loving God. He may have taken my mom away from me, but He never really wanted us to depend on other things but Him. He doesn't want us to depend on anybody but Him. So if you feel alone, if you're in your house and the environment or the people around you, your family aren't good or negative in your life, have the blessing. Pray hard and have the blessing of being able to just block all the negative things in your life and start getting all that blessing and positive things. You know, spend time at the library, go to the church, learn, go to school, find good friends, be with hardworking people. That's going to help you achieve your dream and achieve your goal. And that's my advice to you, love, to whoever listening that's struggling right now. And I really want to send out my love to you because I want you to feel good and make you feel like people care about you.
Thanks for sharing that. And those are some great tips that you mentioned. And Quiggle, if our listeners wanted to get to know a little bit more about you and what you do or check out some of your work, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
Yes, guys, you can follow me on Instagram. My Instagram is QUIGGLEIG as in George, N as in Nancy, ACIO. And my Facebook is Quiggle Ignacio. And I have a website too. It's quiggleignacio.com. So I wish I can connect with you guys when you log in and follow me or add me on your Facebook.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with Quiggle, you can also head on over to thetaoofselfconfidence.com and search for Quiggle's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else that we talked about. And I just want to thank Quiggle for taking the time to share her story and tips with us on self-confidence. So thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. Such a pleasure. And this is such a good project that you're doing. Thank you on behalf of all the women that are suffering from self-confidence right now, suffering from self-doubt.
Not a problem. It was really great having you on the show. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of Another Amazing Woman's Journey to Self-Confidence. And we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now. Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Get your free self-talk tape for building self-confidence by visiting our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.